The Halion frequencies are open in Middle Earth, and that's kind of strange, but I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And now we know that Jason's a liar because he said we were never going to talk about Lord of the Rings again.
No, on the main show. On the main show. This is GHL Extra, by the way. On the main show, we will never, ever, ever, ever talk about Lord of the Rings ever again. And if we do, you have the right to tell us to shut down the podcast immediately, and we will. That's it. That you now know how Geek History Lesson will end, how we will sail off into the West. We'll have another Lord of the Rings episode.
You and I can't get much more West unless we go to like Hawaii.
We go to Australia.
Polynesia.
We go to Australia. That's West of us. We went to Hawaii this year. That's West of
us. Yeah, but in the history of at least Euro-ethnic colonization, we're literally as West as you can get.
So I want to talk about Lord of the Rings.
Me too, all the time.
It's the new Star Wars, I think. And the reason why...
Yeah, a major studio's running it into the ground as we speak.
Not really. Not as much as Star Wars. They will. But I think that this trilogy... Again, we're 20 years in this trilogy. We're 40 years on the original trilogy of Star Wars, the only Star Wars trilogy as we know.
Yep.
And it's interesting because I didn't realize until like maybe the last 5 years that this trilogy, Lord of the Rings, is just as revered and just as popular. I know people that watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy every Christmas. Like, it's the thing they do with their families.
And I mean, you and I watch it pretty much almost every year.
Not really.
Every couple of years, yeah.
We do not watch it every year. When I heard a friend of mine did that, actually, I kind of had the idea where I was like, oh, that would be kind of a cool thing to do, like the three nights after Christmas, mm-hmm. like the Lord of the Rings. But it's interesting to me because I feel like up until The Hobbit, I didn't really hear people like these movies. People watch these movies, but I don't remember the fandom being big around these movies until like the 2015, until like the Pop Funko started showing up.
Well, that's when they finally started merchandising.
Yes, but like, Ashley, I wanted to ask you, like, do you feel this trilogy is as big as Star Wars? And also, like, do you have, like, why has it only been like the last like 8 years or so? Was it the Hobbit trilogy that broke the seal? Like, why did we kind of like, I kind of feel like everybody forgot these movies existed.
Well, you and I live on very different corners of the internet. Mm-hmm. Because Lord of the Rings is what got me on the internet. So like my concept of fandom almost exclusively comes from Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. and Lord of the Rings people. I think what you are again reacting to is more that is the commercialization of Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Because I did drag Christopher Tolkien a little bit on the main episode.
And now we'll never have him on the podcast.
He's dead. He's also a Nepo baby who did literally nothing with his career, but... anyway, sounds I have a like lot of opinions like, about Christopher Tolkien.
Sounds like you're a big fan of him.
He's dead. I won.
How does that make you win?
I'm still alive. Oh, okay. He's rich though, so maybe he won. Anyway,
you can't spend that money in hell.
You have to believe in hell for that to be an issue. But toward the end of his life, as sort of the next generation, I don't know who's in charge of the Tolkien estate anymore.
I don't know.
But sort of when they sold Lord of the Rings adaptation rights to Warner Brothers for The Hobbit, because even though Lord of the Rings is now people think of as being a WB property, mm-hmm. it was originally a New Line Cinema.
New Line Cinema was absorbed by WB.
That's exactly it. Yes. So circa The Hobbit is when you started to see the commoditization of it. Funkos, merchandising, t-shirts, things that there was not a direct market for. There was not understood to be a direct market
for. But there were lots of action figures for.
Yeah, but they were all shit.
They were really bad.
And I had a bunch of them and they were all shit.
They're actually really good action figures now. Like Weta has a bunch.
Yeah.
And then I believe it's Diamond Select is making these like really like Marvel Legends style Lord of the Rings figures that look astounding.
Yeah, but now there's like the teeny tiny ones and there's the Funko ones and there's clothes and there's the backpacks.
Now it's nostalgic.
And that's exactly it. And Hobbit Core is a very big aesthetic on Instagram and on, what's the one?
Is it like Mumblecore now?
Like Pinterest. No, it's just like, it's this sort of like pastoral cutesy way to live. And it's called Hobbit Core. So like, I think because our generation is adults and tastemakers now, we're starting to see people who grew up with the Lord of the Rings movies and that sort of initial reinvigoration of the early aughts are bringing it to the forefront. I think that's what it is.
But would you agree? I know you're a little biased on this, but like, I do think the Lord of the Rings trilogy is better than the Star Wars trilogy.
I mean, I'm 100% biased, but
and I'm a science fiction guy.
But I mean, yes, I would, and part of that I will acknowledge is because it stands on the shoulders of what mm-hmm. Star Wars established. Like, I'm 100% give it up to Star Wars. It hasn't been run into the ground nearly as much as Star Wars, so it doesn't have as much.
It will be.
I agree, yeah, yeah, but yeah. At this present time, it doesn't have.
Also, Star Wars never won a Best Picture Oscar, so
it doesn't have the stink of failure on it the way I think Star Wars, at this very moment, comparatively.
And we talked about that in a previous GHL lecture where, like, yes, it, like, as much as you don't want to count that stuff, like with Indiana Jones and other franchises, it does. It's hard to view those movies as separate.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Especially when they're made by the same company and mm-hmm. the same actors.
But yes, I do think the fact that the Academy let this genre picture get its due mm-hmm. is a huge part of why people take it seriously and why it just hasn't been matched. And it certainly hasn't been matched as a trilogy. So yes, I'm looking at a list from IMDb. I know Jason has a list as well.
Uh-huh. I have a list from Empire Magazine.
IMDb has Lord of the Rings as number one. I agree with it. IMDb also is advertising me a list called the 100 greatest actresses of all time, a list made up of 84 people. So get your shit together, IMDb.
What's IMDb's top 10? I would love to hear it because the Empire list has 33 and it starts at the last number.
Okay. So it starts with Lord of the Rings, first place, Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay.
Second place, you're not going to like this, The Godfather trilogy.
That's fair. I can put it up there.
Except Godfather 3 is awful.
It is awful.
3, the original Star Wars trilogy.
All right, that's fair.
I do think that's fair. Fourth place, The Dark Knight trilogy.
It's not bad. Where is The Man with No Name trilogy? Keep going.
Fifth place, The Dollars trilogy.
Hey!
So you were right. This is also based off of IMDb ratings. So yes, you take that with a grain of salt, of course.
It's popular about,
Sixth is the Once Upon a Time trilogy. Once Upon a Time
the mariachi trilogy. Yeah, that's a fair. I think it's a little too high.
Seventh is the Toy Story trilogy.
Oh, okay, not bad. I would have.
I think it's a little genuine. Genuous. Eighth place is the Before trilogy.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Those are those
before sunrise, before sunset, before midnight. I've never heard of these
movies.
Those
are. It's an Ethan Hawke like indie trilogy.
Ninth is the Colors trilogy.
Oh, interesting.
Blue, white, and red, which I'm genuinely shocked.
Then
10th is the Back to the Future trilogy.
Back to the Future is a little low, I think.
I agree, but honestly, IMDb, not a bad list,
actually. I'm
kind of, because I don't take IMDb ratings that seriously.
Well,
pretty good list.
The Empire Film Magazine article by Willow Green that came out in 2022 has movies in it that I don't even consider to be trilogies. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, this would be good.
I love internet journalism.
Number 33 is the Jersey trilogy. Ashley, what's the Jersey trilogy?
What the fuck is the Jersey trilogy? Wait, is this some Kevin Smith nonsense?
It is. It claims that Clerks, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy are a trilogy, which is absolute
but
bullshit.
Clerks is a... No, it's a duology.
Well, Clerks...
Oh, is there a
Clerks? There is a Clerks 2 and a Clerks 3.
Did Clerks 3 come out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't remember if Clerks 3 came out or if it was still a fever dream.
It came out last year. It was god-awful.
Oh, the guy has a heart attack. Yeah. I'm going to say...
Spoilers!
Sorry. I don't think if anyone hasn't seen it that they care.
This one is...
Sorry, Kevin Smith.
Sort of a loose trilogy. 32 is the Hannibal Lecter trilogy of Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, and Red Dragon.
But only one of those is good.
I would argue that two of them are good, but the third
one, and a half
the third
is,
one is a prequel. 31 is the Ingmar Bergman trilogy, Through a Glass Darkly, Winterlight, The Silence. Also, I don't
not
know.
Not a trilogy.
Not a trilogy.
I mean, thematically. But.
Here's one that's kind of, but it I don't really count it because there is more movies than just these three. It's the Mission Impossible trilogy.
Not so a trilogy.
Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible 2, Mission Impossible 3. Not really a trilogy. Trilogy of the Dead. This is a real trilogy. 29, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. It's an interesting choice. I think it belongs in here. 28 is the Mariachi trilogy, where El Mariachi, Desperado, Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh, sure.
Which is a good trilogy, but,
El Mariachi, I think is better.
This one puts in the Millennium trilogy, 27, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Will Play with Fire, and The Girl Who Kicks the Hornet's Nest.
The American ones or the Swedish ones?
The American ones never got past the first movie.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They only made Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That was a David Fincher movie with Daniel Craig, and it bombed.
Yeah, and one of the Mara girls.
Yeah.
Because it's terrible. The Swedish trilogy is great.
Yeah. 26, I do think this deserve
to be in contention.
Deserve to be on here, although I'm not a big fan of the third one. The Blade trilogy, Blade 1, Blade 2, Blade Trinity.
Oh, yeah, solid. But I think placing it near the bottom is correct.
Here's one that I can't talk about, but I have seen the first movie. The first movie is good. 25, the Mighty Ducks trilogy. So the Mighty Ducks.
Girl, no. The Mighty Ducks is diminishing returns. The Mighty Ducks, you better believe I've seen every Mighty Ducks.
Do you remember the title for the second Mighty Ducks movie?
Mighty Ducks, sir?
No, it was D2.
Oh, D2.
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, and then D3. The Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, those movies are not good.
I don't know if I would have included this in the list, but it does exist. 24, the Austin Powers trilogy.
Okay, official. This is my official fuck you to the person who wrote this. I'm so sorry, but your taste is just unacceptably bad.
I will say this. I appreciate the subtitles of the Austin Powers trilogy because it's Austin Powers, Austin Powers, the Spy Who Shagged Me, and Austin Powers in Goldmember.
Yeah, but let's be very honest. Those movies are borderline unwatchable now. Mm-hmm.
Here's one where there's only one good movie. 23, the Mad Max trilogy. So it's Mad Max, The Road Warrior, and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Well, there's only one good Austin Powers movie, and it's still not good. Yeah. So
this is a good one. I'm actually surprised this is on the list. This is 22 is the Infernal Affairs trilogy. So it's Infernal Affairs, Infernal Affairs 2, Infernal Affairs.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, these are great, like Hong Kong movies. They're really great.
Oh, cool.
This one I would not count because I really think it's a duology. 21 is Terminator 1 through 3.
Oh, no, it's a duology. It's the same way that Alien is a duology.
20. Let's get your thoughts on that. You can actually talk about this one. The X-Men trilogy. So this is the trilogy of X-Men, X2, and then X-Men The Last Stand.
I mean, X3 is a fucking stinker, so.
But you always talk about what's the thing you always say.
I always get tricked into watching X3. Yes.
This one, 100%. Deserves to be on the list. Probably should be Tire because I forgot about it.
Okay.
Also, great subtitles. 19, the Naked Gun trilogy.
Oh, it should be higher for sure. Naked Gun could be like a top 15.
Naked Gun, the Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear, and Naked Gun 33 1/3.
If you've never seen Naked Gun, I cannot recommend it to you.
I love
it. And then watch Police Squad.
I love it.
I actually think Police Squad's funnier.
18 is the Vengeance trilogy. That's where Old Boy comes from, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one, actually.
That's a good one. 7 probably should be higher.
Old Boy.
17 is Scream 1 through 3.
There's only one good Scream movie, and it's Scream.
Here's one that I would even include, even with the terrible third movie.
Also, there's 7 Scream movies, so.
16, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy. Yeah,
but the third one is a real stinker, though.
There are good parts of the third movie.
Yeah.
Look, it's way better than X-Men The Last Stand.
I'm going to hard disagree with that. Nope. I would much rather watch X-Men The Last Stand.
Do not agree with number 15, the Star Wars prequels.
Absolutely not.
Do not agree with them at all. This one I would include, but the problem is that there are 5 movies in this sequence.
Well, they had Scream on there.
Yeah, 14 is Die Hard 1 through 3.
I've never seen them.
All 3 of the first 3 Die Hard movies are good. Mm. They're all good. Die Hard with a Vengeance, the third one, is actually my favorite.
It's a good title.
So another one that I would not count because I think movie 2 and 3 kind of fell apart. And also there's a 4 and a 5. Pirates of the Caribbean is number 13.
Oh, no. Also in a post trial world, like this movie's unwatchable.
Another one that I would not count. Number 12. Alien, Aliens, and Alien 3.
You can. There's a million Aliens movie. So, also, Aliens, a duology.
Number 11, The Three Colors made it in. So,
hey.
Yeah.
So. If you're a film nerd, by the way, and you have not watched The Three Colors, stop, drop, and roll. Check them out.
Here is one that I'm glad. This is a nerd wrote this list. Number 10 is the Evil Dead trilogy.
That is absolutely correct.
So Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness.
Yes, absolutely. 12 out of 10.
This should be
higher, honestly.
This one I don't know if I would put in the top 10 at all. And also there's a fourth movie now. The Matrix trilogy. So The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions.
I'm sorry. The Matrix is almost a perfect movie. And then they didn't stop it.
Yep.
Like, no. There's no.
And then there's one good movie spread across 2 movies.
Yes, exactly.
8 is, this is where Sergio Leone's The Dollar Trilogy lives.
Could be higher.
Could be way higher. Also, I don't agree with this one. Number 7 is Indiana Jones 1 through 3. So
also, isn't there 5?
There's 5 now.
So no.
I do think maybe the first 3 Indiana Jones deserve to be in the top 10.
Maybe. I think Indiana Jones
Here's one that I have talked about so many times. I introduced you to this trilogy. I do think this is one of the strongest trilogies ever made. The problem is that there is now a fourth and a fifth movie, the Bourne trilogy. So you have the
I agree. The just Bourne, the first yep. three, but
the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, and the Bourne Ultimatum, I think are one of the strongest trilogies ever made. Yeah. Number five is the Godfather trilogy.
Yeah. It I know you don't
We're gonna
love
repeat
it
here.
But
you know, I think it deserves to be in here though. Four is Toy Story. Three is exactly, I think, where it belongs.
The other problem is there's four Toy Story movies now.
And then there's going to be five.
Yeah,
they're making the fifth one now,
I know.
Too.
I'm honestly mad.
And four I thought was
terrible.
Awful. Number three, Back to the Future. This is where it belongs.
Yeah.
Back to the Future yeah. trilogy. Number two, oh, I think I know exactly where this list's going, Ashley. And I'm glad that both these lists agree with us. Number two is the original Star Wars. I think it deserves to be number two.
Yeah, yeah.
And then number one... Is our
The Hobbit trilogy.
Is our boys, the ones we love the most, the Batman, the Lord of the Rings.
The Batman trilogy.
No Dark Knight was
there.
Not in this list. No Dark Knight, which I think is shocking, but the Lord of the Rings, number one.
Accurate.
I think it can't be beat. I think it's the best movie trilogy of all time.
Have you seen the hypercut of all the time two women speak to each other in the Lord of the Rings franchise?
It's like, it doesn't exist, does it?
It is the mother... In Rohan with her little daughter who puts her on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's that one line. And then it's the one line when they get reunited at Edoras.
That's
the only
it.
Time two women speak to each other in
That's
the
it.
Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Wow.
So Jason was not lying when he said it was our boys.
Okay. Well, our boys.
Our boys.
Our boys. Anyways. Ashley.
Jason.
It's the final time that you will ever talk about Lord of the Rings on Geek History Extra. What do you have to say about it being the greatest, two lists, greatest movie trilogy?
Accurate.
Yeah?
It feels correct.
Mm-hmm. It's also long enough. It's the longest movie trilogy. Well, it's probably, I don't know, it might not be the longest movie. No, it probably is. They're 3 hours a pop.
Well, if you watch the
I'm not going to Google
If you're not a little baby and you watch the extended versions, it's 12 hours of your life.
If you're not a little baby, if you don't have the urinary problems.
I'm not saying I'm not saying you can't stop and pee.
Look, babies can't make it through all three of those movies. Babies can't do it.
No, that's why I said if you're not a baby, you can just sit and give 12 hours of your life.
Why are you insulting babies on our Patreon?
I love babies.
These babies pay for this, help support us, and you're insulting these babies. These babies are listening to us right now.
I'm going to say
how dare you, baby
I'm going to say hello to a baby who might be listening right now, and I'm going to say hello, Douglas. I hope you're doing well.
I know what baby you're referring
yes.
to, and that person is no longer a patron.
no, but that person can listen to these feeds.
Oh, can they?
Yes, you gave them permission to.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I don't remember
last year.
This is so insider baseball. Okay. Maybe I sent them the RSS feed and I don't remember.
That is exactly what happened, in fact.
Well, they are future guests, so they're doing a lesson for us. So
yeah.
All right. That's fair. Who is it gonna be? Can we spoil this right now?
Sure.
Can we say what next week's episode is? Well, they should already know but let's tell them. What is next week's episode?
Next week's episode is on Percy Jackson.
Yeah. And we're going to have a special guest professor, Jordan Dunn, who used to be a patron.
Yes.
And then she was like, I know a lot about Percy Jackson, so I will teach. And we were like, yes, of course,
well,
because you're awesome and amazing.
I said.
Hey, stop taking credit away from Jordan and her baby,
like,
who you say can't sit through the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I really like him.
Stop
a fan
baby
of her baby,
shaming
but I don't
Jordan's
he,
family.
He can't. I said... Oh, we're going to do a Percy Jackson episode. When the show comes out, you should come be a guest on it. And she said, I'll teach it. So I was not asking her to do all that work. And she was like, oh, no, I will be teaching you fools about Percy Jackson, which honestly, she knows way more about Percy Jackson than you and I combined. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very excited.
And then after that, it's the Doctor Strange special for this year. And
with Omar Najim.
Well, yeah.
Returning.
But they know that.
Returning icon.
That's not with Omar. That's not the guest. I don't know. Who's this Omar you're talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Dr. Strange said that he's going to visit a very special person, and you'll find out when you listen to the episode. That's what the episode is about.
Oh, do I know who this very special person is?
You do. But we can't tell the listeners because we want it to be a surprise.
I don't remember.
Also, I have been informed, and some of the patrons know about this.
Oh, boy.
Tex Willerman has emailed me, and Tex Willerman has a very special segment for the GHL holiday special this year.
Is it like Texas Tit Hut or whatever? His like sex
Texas
bar?
Texas Tit Hut?
Well, remember he has like an emporium and it's something.
It's
something
a tit top and top
tits.
Notch. Yeah. I don't think it's
like
it's not about tits. Okay.
Okay.
Man, you are making, nobody can listen to this episode. You're shaming babies. You're knocking down tits. Why are we talking about tits?
I'm not knocking down tits.
Well, you're talking about tits on this episode.
Tex talks about tits.
He does talk about, not that. He's a classy gentleman. Anyways. He's got a special thing. And then also I want to tell the listeners, two things. One, you might get a Doctor Strange mega episode where it's every single Doctor Strange holiday special. I think we might, if I can pull it off, it'll come out Christmas Day.
People are also requesting a Doctor Who mega episode to tie into all the specials coming out right now.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to do that.
Cause someone was like, you haven't done one since 2014. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. There's a lot of shit to talk about.
It's too much.
Have you seen how big pop culture is?
Yeah. Yeah. But also I just want to remind everybody that next year is our 500th episode
and
our 10th anniversary.
That's right.
So, we're going to try to do something special for that, but also I'm just going to play this in here and let us know down in the comments on this Patreon post. If you don't, we're thinking about doing a poster to celebrate our 500th episode. And it would be a poster of drawn by an amazing artist. It would be a poster of us and all the characters and special guests that have appeared on Geek History Lesson. So if that sounds something that you would be down, and Ashley and I would sign it, mm-hmm. and we'd ship it to your house. Mm-hmm. We'd make sure that it was a fit for babies even. And if that sounds like something that you are down for, let us know in the comments. So, you know. And we're thinking about maybe doing a pin too.
Yeah.
A commemorative like 10-year pin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so if those mm-hmm. sound cool, or if one of those, if you'd rather have the poster over a pin, let us know. Let us know down in the comments. But big things. And appropriate for all babies.
Big things.
And also might be about tits.
Is that a baby calling?
No, that's my, I wish. No, it was an alarm to stop talking about tits. So there you go. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this very long, look, it's Lord of the Rings, should be a long episode, right?
Yeah. You're lucky it wasn't 3 hours. Oh, you're lucky it wasn't 201 minutes.
And I guarantee you all episodes going forward will be fit for babies. I promise that is the GHL guarantee. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.